This is Jay Sekulow. The president takes an opportunity at an Easter prayer breakfast to criticize Christians.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's a topic for another day. Where there is injustice, I was about to veer off. I'm pulling it back.
His remarks come as Christians are increasingly being targeted by terrorists worldwide. Remember, it was just last week that more than 140 people died at the hands of Islamic terrorists at a university in Kenya. Witnesses say the killer specifically singled out Christians for execution.
Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. So this is not unique to one group or one religion. There is a tendency in us, a sinful tendency, that can pervert and distort our faith.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, I hope you're as outraged as I am, because the fact of the matter is the president's moral equivalency of Christianity and radical Islam is enough to be, it, to my mind, is unbelievably repulsive. But then to make the statement at an Easter prayer breakfast, to make a statement, and I'm going to play it again for you, folks, to make a statement that says basically this: Christians do not express love. When I listen to them, it's less than loving. And he then compares this, take this aspect, this was just this week, the prayer breakfast, the Easter prayer breakfast just 2 days ago, or a day ago, and his statements just a few weeks back at the National Prayer Breakfast, when he says, lest we get on our high horse, Christians, remember the Inquisitions and the Crusades from hundreds of years ago, and remember also we had Jim Crow in the United States. How is he doing this moral equivalency and has this open, free pulpit, so to speak, to attack Christians like this? I mean, it's repulsive to me. And he gets away with it in the media. And they were in there, the people that were in the room were laughing as if it is funny. But will he call them radical jihadists? Will he call them terrorists? Does he mention in this speech 154 students being killed in Kenya? Does he mention the 21 Coptic Christians killed in Libya? Does he mention the atrocities going on today, targeted at Christians who are being crucified for their faith? Where's that in his Easter message? So this is the president's way of doing it. Let me play for you this bite again. I'm going to take your calls at 800-684-3110, and we are going to demand an apology. It's long overdue. We want your calls at 800-684-3110. Listen to what the president said again.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's a topic for another day.
Very funny. I don't personally find that funny. I personally find it offensive. And I want to know what you have to think about it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Why does the president go out of his way to attack Christianity when Christians are being attacked? And is there anyone today under the name and the banner of Jesus Christ cutting people's heads off because they disagree with their theology? Your calls at 800-684-3110. I'll take those when we come back from the break. But I'll tell you what we've got. We've got an open letter to the president. Here's what it says. Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We aren't unloving. We are not on a high horse about persecution. Everyday Christians die for their faith. They sacrifice their lives for others. Your comments were wrong and hurtful. Stop maligning the Christian faith. Sign your name to this open letter to the president. You can go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. I want all 50 states represented here. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Sending a message to the president, 877-989-2255.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulo Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Are we blind to all of these? In an effort to our peace, this restless feeling of our needs.
So the president compares Christianity to an unloving religion. Of course, does this moral equivalency between no problem attacking Christianity. By the way, he attacks it at the National Prayer Breakfast and attacks it at the Easter Sunday, or I guess it was a Monday or Tuesday prayer breakfast that they had. That's where the president made the attacking statement. An interesting comment from Kevin Jackson on Fox News this morning. I want you to listen to this, number 8.
No matter how mean-spirited Christians get, Barack Obama's in no danger of losing his head. So, you know, it's funny that he always takes these types of opportunities, which should be a time to reflect upon the greatness of Christianity, and he always manages to deride Christians.
And without failure. I mean, this is a consistent pattern of this White House. Let's set the stage here, folks. This isn't an Easter prayer breakfast. President Obama attacked Christians. He called Christians less than loving. He did it surrounding the day that Christians celebrate the ultimate gift of love, and the Christian faith is that Christ died for us as a resurrection, as the atonement for our sins. But that's the time he picks to say Christians are unloving, at a prayer breakfast, which his people in the audience, of course, laughed. Now, I find it offensive and uncalled for, especially when Christians are being crucified in the Middle East, and this president refuses to call it radical jihadism. Now, at the National Prayer Breakfast, lest we be surprised, he demanded that Christians, quote, get off their high horse, remember that one, about Christian, because we were talking about Christian persecution. And he said, get off your high horse because, you know, there was the Inquisition and the Crusades. Now, how many years ago was that, Mr. President? So we're fighting back and we're going to defend Christians and we're demanding President Obama issue an apology. And here's what I need you to do. We've got an open letter going to the president. If you don't say, and silence here is acceptance, and we should not accept this. So, Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We're not unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We're really concerned about persecution. Every day, Christians in the Middle East are dying for their faith. They sacrifice their lives for others. Your comments were wrong and hurtful. Stop maligning the Christian faith. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm urging you from all 50 states. By the way, hundreds have already signed on the petition. We just launched it this morning, but I want to get it to 10,000. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. You take action now. We can't just talk about this, folks. We have to demand something. And demanding an apology. And the president does this moral equivalence. It's unbelievable. Do we have that soundbite from the prayer breakfast back in where he talked? Listen to the way he compares Christianity and radical jihadism.
Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. So this is not unique to one group or one religion. There is a tendency in us, a sinful tendency, that can pervert and distort our faith.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to give you the dates of the Inquisition, the Crusades in a minute. But let's remember this. This is a president that has his moral equivalence. Now, what was it just yesterday we were talking about? Remember? Remember this from yesterday? Take a listen.
I think that it's important to recognize that Iran's a complicated country, just like we're a complicated country. There is no doubt that, given the history between our two countries, that there is deep mistrust.
How in the world can the president compare the complexities of a theocratic regime, the Islamic Republic of Iran, with the separation of powers in the United States Constitution, which is what, in his view, makes it, in his view, that's what makes it so complex. Of course, he'd like to not have the separation of powers. Crusades, by the way, 1095. Inquisition started in 1184. Breaking news alert, we're in 2015, and Christians are being killed right now. Than Bennett, our director of government affairs, is in Washington, D.C. Than, I don't want to let him get away with this, and I want Congress to speak out on this. This never takes a moment to not attack Christianity. I don't understand what the policy here is. He thought, maybe his audience thought it was funny, but Bill Hemmer, our friend Bill Hemmer from Fox News, I think laid it out great and really kind of hit the mark here, but I'm going to play that in a moment. But Than, what's kind of reaction in Washington on this? Is this just what you expect now from this White House?
Well, I mean, to some extent it is, Jay, but here's the problem, and I think you said it well. I mean, the comments are just so wildly out of balance with the world that we're living in, and the president, as the commander-in-chief, has a real role to play on that. I mean, he takes Easter as an opportunity to nitpick on the missteps of Christians, while at the same time taking an appeasement approach to those who are slaughtering Christians around the world. I mean, yesterday, Jay, it should have been an opportunity to say that tens of thousands of people who are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ are being killed for that faith. Instead,
he doesn't even mention that, by the way. Not even really mentioned.
And I would just say this. I think it's one and the same with his foreign policy, Jay. It's an idea that America and American values have to be brought down a peg, and the rest of the world, those who are persecuting Christians, have to be appeased. That way we can all get along. Here's the problem. It isn't working.
You know, I want to tell you something here. Is it Kwandi? How do we pronounce it? I want to pronounce her name correctly. Kwandina on line two. There's an opposing call. I'm going to take it. We're taking your calls, by the way, at 800-684-3110. Kwandina, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just feel like that he's just telling the Christians to own up to the responsibility of love, you know, because if you be honest about it, he's been attacked by a lot of Christians since he's been in office. And he had made the statement, he said, as a Christian. So he also included himself.
What do you think? Can you give me an example where Christians en masse, I'm not talking about an individual statement that is inappropriate, en masse, are executing anybody because of their faith? No, you can't.
Hold it.
You asked me a question. Let me ask you another question. Can you tell me where Christians aren't acting in love? Give me the example of this huge problem within Christianity where Christians don't act with love. Because I would take issue with that and say most Christians act with a loving heart because they understand the significance of the atonement. So explain to me where this hate is coming from.
Well, you know, he said it himself. You know, Jim Crow laws, slavery, all that stuff.
Let me answer the Jim Crow laws. Okay, yes, in the 1950s at the turn of the century, we had problems on race relations in the United States. We also have the first black president in the United States. And name another Western country that does, by the way. So I don't think going back 100 years when Christians are being crucified today in the Middle East, that was the exact time to talk about this. And it's a good point for me. I want to have you listen to this. Kwandina, this is, I think everybody needs to listen to this. This is from my friend Bill Hemmer with Fox News. He had Julie Roginski on, a Democratic strategist. Listen to this, number nine.
He spent 99% of the speech extolling the virtues of Christ's teaching.
Julie, did he say anything about the 150 who were killed at the school in Kenya?
Well,
the Christians who did he say anything about the Christians who were killed in Tunisia in the art museum?
I believe this was
Did he say anything about the Coptic Christians who were beheaded in Libya?
Bill, I believe this
did
was a
Did he say anything about the Christians in Mosul who have been run out of that
Would
town?
You like
there you
answer
have it,
question?
Because the answer is he did not. So, Quintina, these general statements that the president tries to get away with, I just think it's wrongheaded, and it's especially wrongheaded when Christians are really being persecuted. We have a movie out right now called LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. If you go there, you can see the movie. It's called Let My People Go. By the way, we're approaching 50,000 people have already watched this movie. Over 46,000. It's available for free. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. You don't want to miss it. But folks, we can't, you heard what Bill Hemmer, that was the perfect way of saying it. Did the president mention the 150 who were killed at the school in Kenya? No. Did he say anything about the Christians killed in the Tunisia in the art museum? No. Did he say anything about the Coptic Christians who were beheaded in Libya? No. Did he say anything about the Christians who were killed in Tunisia? We said that already. Did he say anything about the Christians who've been required to flee Mosul? No. But he took time to say this, and I want to play it again. Number three.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's
how
topic
about
for
getting concerned about the Christians that you're so concerned about? How about getting concerned about Christians being beheaded, Christians being crucified, young Christian girls sold into sex slavery, young Christian women sold into sex slavery? How about that? How about watch our trailer for our movie, Let My People Go, Mr. President? We're going into a break. I'm taking more of your calls. Obviously, you can tell folks we don't want to just talk about this. We want to demand action. Now, Than, you said there's going to be some reaction. I'll get real quick here. You expect some action on this. People speaking out, especially from like the Prayer Caucus, some of these groups in Congress.
Well, I think they want some perspective here from the president. I mean, of course it needs to be the goal of every Christian to be loving, but we also need a commander-in-chief, Jay, who takes the persecution of Christians seriously. That's where his focus should be, and quite frankly, that's the proper role of the commander-in-chief. I think that's what you're going to hear from the Hill.
Well, Mr. President, we got a simple message. Christians aren't extremists. We're not unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We're really concerned about global persecution against Christians because every single day, Christians are dying for their faith. They're sacrificing their lives for others, and your comments are wrong and hurtful. Stop maligning the Christian faith. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to that letter. It's getting almost 500 signatures since we've gone on air. Or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Look, folks, we need direct action here. We need to speak out. We don't just need to be talking about this. The president needs to be held accountable. Christians are dying. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
A statement, of course, on the occasion of Ramadan. Does he mention the Islamic persecution going on against Christians in the Middle East or against Jews in France by the Islamic radicals? No. But he does this: as I've done every year as president, I look forward to welcoming Muslim Americans from across the United States to the White House for an iftar dinner. It will be another opportunity for me to convey Americans' appreciation for the contribution Muslim Americans have made to our country and to wish Muslims around the world a month blessed with the joys of family, community, peace, and understanding, Ramadan Kareem. Now, where is he in the speech? You think at this speech, when he had 150 Muslims in the room, do you think he's going to say, by the way, the atrocities that are being perpetrated in the name of Islam have got to stop? That this is unacceptable. Christians are being slaughtered. Jews are being targeted. You got to stop this. No. But when he gets a group of Christians in the audience, why hesitate for a moment to insult? I got another opposing call. I'm going to take it. KG's calling from Montgomery, Alabama. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi. I would just like to say that I'm really not in agreement with the fact that I didn't take offense to what he said. What I heard was a call for accountability. What I heard was the truth, that Christians need to be more loving. And
give me the example where Christians are not being loving.
Well, for the most part,
no. Give me the example of where Christians are being. You know, it's a broad statement to the Christian church. Where are Christians not being loving? Are they pretty loving in the homeless shelters?
They're not being loving with the strong negative talk about Islam.
Wait a minute. Why would a statement that's strong and negative about Islam, when it says, and El-Sisi from Egypt has been much stronger than any Christian leader I know about Muslims, and he's Islamic. So why is that? If you say something against Islam's persecution of Christians in the Middle East, is that unloving in your view?
No, it's not.
So give me the example, KG. I'm going to ask you again. Please give me the example of where Christians are being unloving.
If it is the truth, well, then the truth is always welcome. Now, I am not pro-Islam. I am a Christian.
I'm not saying you're pro-Islam. I want the example of where you said you disagree that he was right to say it, that Christians are unloving. Give me the example. You haven't yet. I've given you 2 minutes here. I'll give you another 30 seconds. Where are Christians not being unloving?
You haven't honestly given me 2 minutes. You've spoken for the 2 minutes.
Hey, you know what the deal is? It's my program. You've called. You said you want to disagree. You're disagreeing, and I'm asking you, what's the example where Christians are unloving?
The example is the way you're acting right now.
This is unloving because it's unloving because I disagree with your position?
It's your show. It is your show,
yeah.
But it's my opinion, and I don't think
But give me the KG. I'll tell you what. I'm giving you 25 seconds. Lay out your case for unloving Christianity.
And you are also just a cheap knockoff of a Rush Limbaugh. You have nothing to speak about. Speak about something real, man.
Do you think the persecution, a cheap knockoff of Rush Limbaugh, do you think the persecution against Christians in the Middle East is real?
Not only your thin
Hold it, KG. Do you think the persecutions against Christians in the Middle East is real?
Of course it's real.
Then do me a favor. Listen to the broadcast, because that's what we're talking about. Thank you for calling. We're going back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. By the way, that's precisely the reason why you need to take action. I'm always going to take opposing calls, folks. I believe it's a free country. Take opposing calls. But if that doesn't give you a reason to call us at aclj.org, to go to the website, or call us at 1-877-989-2255, I don't know what will. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, who's next?
Right back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to Ike calling from Maryland on line 5. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ike.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. God bless you, Jay, and all your crew and all that you do. I just wanted to make two quick comments. If we get an apology from our president, I don't think it would be from the heart. And the second comment is, he's at the end of his term, and short of him writing an executive order, giving himself additional time.
Well, I don't think he's going to be able to do that because his executive order, by the way, I need to bring this up. We got some good news late yesterday, and that is the U.S. District Court in Texas denied the president's use of executive order, refused to issue a stay of his judgment. This was the executive order on immigration. And by the way, as I said, and I'm in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, no matter what your position is on immigration, impatient presidents don't get to change the law on their own. That's precisely what he tried to do. And the U.S. District Court, again yesterday, said no. And point out the fact that the Department of Justice case is weak. It's now at the Fifth Circuit. We're working on a brief on that. So, Ike, you're right in that sense. The president will use executive order, but he is invoking the name of Christianity as if we're globally persecuting people with a lack of love and kindness. And then I'm hoping that there's going to be some members of Congress that really speak out on this issue.
I think there will be, and I think they'll key in on the comment that the president made, Jay, that he's not a preacher, but they're going to tell him what he is. He's the commander-in-chief, so his views on these issues matter, Jay. I mean, he should have used the occasion of Easter, for example, to call for the return of the Christian pastor from America, Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's being imprisoned in Iran. That comment, if he'd have spoken about that, if he'd have spoken about the slaughter at the hands of ISIS,
right,
that would have been appropriate. It would have been consistent with his role as commander-in-chief, but instead he nitpicked on Christians. I think you're going to hear members of Congress remind the president what his role is and ask him to refocus in on that.
Last week in the New York Times, Nicholas Kristof defended Christians. This is what he said, quote, "The liberal caricature of evangelicals is incomplete and unfair. I have little in common politically or theologically with evangelicals, or while I'm at it, conservative Roman Catholics. But I've been truly awed by those I've seen in so many remote places, combating illiteracy and warlords, famine and disease, humbly struggling to do the Lord's work as they see it, and it is offensive to see good people derided." That is the message that needs to go back to the White House. Let's try to grab one more call in here really quickly.
Let's go to Bill calling on line one from Missouri. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
The previous opposing comments really got me thinking, but
yep.
I have one word to describe our president, and that is apostate.
Well, I'm not going to get into his theological view. I'll tell you this. He doesn't take an opportunity to not attack Christianity, even in a prayer breakfast and even at an Easter service. So you call it apostate, call it whatever you want. I'm not going to get into his theology. I'm just going to say Christians are being slaughtered in the Middle East, and the president takes time out of a Easter service to attack Christians. And to me, that's absurd. And I suspect to most of you that are listening, although I'm taking the opposing calls, when we come back from the break, I'm going to take more of them. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Remember, we are here for 30 minutes more. If you get us on SiriusXM, you got the whole broadcast. If not, just go over to aclj.org. We're simulcasting the broadcast there. We've got a great movie out. The president needs to watch it, called Let My People Go. Over 46,000 people have watched this movie already since we released it on Friday. It's called Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com. Letmypeoplegomovie.com. And I encourage you to do just that. But here's what I want to do as we take this last moment here before we take a break. Folks, I need everybody that's listening to go to the phones right now and send a very strong message to the president. And that is, stop the insults at Christianity. He's called Christians less than loving. He brings up the Crusades. He brings up the Inquisition. He told Christians, get off your high horse about persecution. This is what we want to say. Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We're not unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We really care about persecution of Christians and others. Every day, Christians are dying for their faith. They're sacrificing their lives for others. And you make these wrong and hurtful comments. So an apology is in order. Stop maligning Christians. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And folks, I need everybody that's listening to go and to aclj.org. You can also, by the way, donate in our matching challenge campaign. We'd appreciate that. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Take action now. 877-989-2255. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
American Muslim community. It's fine that he does a Ramadan event at the White House. I have no problem with that. As he says, I've done every year as president. I look forward to welcoming Muslim Americans from across the United States to the White House for an iftar dinner so I can insult them. I suspect he doesn't. But when he invites Christians in for an Easter service, an Easter breakfast, he has no problem insulting them. And of course, his audience laughs because they think it's funny. He says, it will be another opportunity for me to convey America's depreciation for the contributions of Muslim Americans to our country and to wish Muslims around the world a month blessed with the joys of family, community, peace, and understanding. And then he closes it, Ramadan Kareem. Great. Do you think in that speech he said anything about the Islamic persecution that's going on around the country? I suspect not. But the man does not hesitate at a prayer breakfast. Remember, this was just the prayer breakfast was just 6 weeks ago. Here's what the president said.
Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
Yeah, 1,000 years ago.
In our home country.
1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago. 50 or 500 years ago. This is today happening right now. And this is the reaction of the president of the United States. I'm going right back to the calls, and we're taking yours at 800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
First up is Diane calling from Indiana on line three. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Just a rhetoric comment that I think it's been said pretty much already that our president does not, he says all this about Christians, but you don't ever have him hear him say anything negative about other faiths, about Muslims or Buddhists or even atheists or agnostics.
Well, I'm not asking the president to go disparage people's faith. I don't want him to do that. I mean, I'd like him to call Islamic terrorists Islamic jihadist. That would be fine because at least you identified the enemy. But that's not all Muslims. It's fine with me that he has an iftar dinner at the White House. He doesn't take that as a moment to, you know, excoriate Muslims. But the man doesn't hesitate for a moment to attack Christians. I just don't get it. I mean, what is the point of this? Especially when Christians are under tremendous persecution. I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's take Gloria. She's opposed. We'll let Gloria speak her mind. Gloria, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Am I talking with Jay Sekulow?
You are.
Yes. You know, you want an example of being non-Christian?
Yeah. It's this broadcast.
Are.
Yeah. Why is that?
I came to wonder, you know, I cannot hear you very well. Let me see if I can get... I came to wonder if you are a Christian or if you're just impersonating.
Yeah.
Because since I've been listening to you...
Yeah.
At the beginning, you used to, but all you can do now, I don't know who is running you, but you are against the president. Anything you can find,
well,
you're against
the president when he makes mocking statements about Christians. Do you think Christians are unloving and persecuting people around the world?
And you and townhall.com.
Oh, and townhall.com, they're bad too. What about Fox News? They're evil.
Communications.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Medved. And
oh, yeah, he's bad. Oh, yeah, you don't like Michael Medved either. By the way, Michael Medved's Jewish. So Jews and Christians. Can I ask you a question, Gloria? Do you know where Christians are persecuting people all over the world?
That's how you get people to vote against the president.
Gloria, can you name for me an area where Christians are persecuting people globally right now?
Persecution. I know about it, but
do you think that the persecution of Christians is real?
You're always downing the president.
I'm downing the president. Why? It's not a free country?
It's true.
Gloria, let me just explain something to you. Here's the deal. When the president's mocking Christianity, guess what? I get to disagree. That's the way it works. And Michael Medved, who's Jewish and he disagrees, you know what? That's the way it works, too. Why don't you attack Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity? You named it Town Hall. I guess you don't like Fox News opinion page.
we're going to point this out. It's uncomfortable for you because the liberal New York Times is saying the same thing. So I'm going to point out the evidence. That's our job. ACLJ.org for your voice to be heard, or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. Don't forget the movie. It's a great movie. Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com. Our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere. And again, sign on to this letter to the president, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're at your ACLJ.org. Make an online gift. We get a matching challenge this month.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Can't you see what that woman, she's been doing to me? Can't you see?
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on a very topic we're really concerned about. Nicholas Kristof from the New York Times defended Christians last week. I thought that was helpful. The president attacking. We've got a tremendous amount of phone calls coming in, so we're going to try to go as quickly as we can. Than, who do we have next?
We're going to William calling from Georgia on line 4. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay, two comments real quick. Number one, first of all, what the president did on the Easter speech was probably one of the most absurd as well as the most offensive things he's ever done.
Let me stop you there for a second. I'll let you finish. I think you're right. The lack of sensitivity, and he does that at the National Prayer Breakfast as well. It's like anytime there's a Christian event, he takes it as an opportunity to attack Christians, which it's what Bill Hemmer said. It's pretty unbelievable. Go ahead and finish your comment, William.
No, the second thing was, you know, I'm a person of color too. But the thing is, though, when you write about something, you know, it's funny how we try to come to the defense when you throw the race card when it's something factual that we have justified against what he does, which other people who oppose him call don't understand.
Well, I think, you know, people are concerned that, you know, I'm really upset about this, and I'll tell you why I'm upset about this. As most of you know, I come from a Jewish background. I mean, I came to Christ while I was in college. And I take these personal, vindictive statements very personally because, you know what? If you look at the history of persecution, it starts with language. Language is the great equalizer in hate, because what the language does is change it. And if you're not pointing out the language tone of our leaders, you're making a mistake. It's not just the president saying, you know, Christians aren't loving, which is absurd, but it's the event upon which he says it. And that's what has me so concerned and really outraged at this. And I'm really outraged at this. And I want to play again. This is Julie Rajinsky, a Democratic strategist, was on this morning with Bill Hemmer. I want everybody to listen to it. I'm going to take John's call opposing in a moment. But, John, I want you to listen to this one as well. Listen to number 9.
He spent 99% of the speech extolling the virtues of Christ's teaching.
Julie, did he say anything about the 150 who were killed at the school in Kenya?
Well,
the
first,
Christians who, did he say anything about the Christians who were killed in Tunisia in the art museum?
I believe this was
Did he say anything about the Coptic Christians who were beheaded in Libya?
Bill, I believe this
did
was a
Did he say anything about the Christians in Mosul who have been run out of that
Would
town?
You like me to answer your question?
No.
Well,
I believe
you have it. So, I mean, and the answer was, of course he didn't. But at the National Prayer Breakfast, he points out the Inquisition and the Crusades while Christians are being slaughtered. 1-800-684-3110 is the number to call us, 800-684-3110. Then I believe we have a couple of opposed calls. Let's take one of them.
Let's go to John calling from New York on line three. John, you're on the
air.
Hi,
John. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Happy Passover.
Thank you.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Thanks.
Listen.
By the way, John, we had a great Passover Seder at our house because I'll tell you, when you read the Haggadah, which is the story of the Exodus, and you realize what's happening right now to Christians in the Middle East, it's like you're living this right now. And even in the formalistic aspect of what you go through in the Passover Haggadah, which is the story of Passover during the Seder, it is unbelievably moving, especially in a time when Jews are under attack and Christians are under attack. It was probably one of the most meaningful ones I've been involved in a long time. But go ahead with your comment.
And this is true. And I'm calling for two reasons, because I signed a petition.
Thanks.
I'm a blood-bought child of God.
Right.
And I think, Jay, because, first of all, you're passionate about what you believe, as I am. But I think sometimes, you know, there are many ways to lie, but there's only one way to tell the truth. And the truth of what the president really did was not place the emphasis, and I think you clarified that with the last caller. He didn't place the emphasis on Christians who are being beheaded, or
right.
Why he uses ISIL instead of ISIS, or why we're not emphasizing his recent policy change insofar as moving away from supporting Israel.
Right.
But I don't think he was attacking Christians per se.
Well, but let me play for you, John. I appreciate the tone in which you're calling, but let me play for you the bite again, because I want you to listen to the laughter. Okay? I want you to listen to what is said. I mean, really listen to the reaction of his audience. And that's why I think this is so offensive. Number three.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's a topic for another day.
Now, I got to tell you something. Take the moment to say Christians are being beheaded in the Middle East right now. Jews are being killed in France, targeted by these Islamic radicals. But John, he doesn't ever miss a moment. And the reason I'm passionate about this is these aren't once-in-a-while statements. It's every time it's a Christian event. The prayer breakfast nasty comments were just 6 weeks ago. And that's where I'm concerned, that you cannot let this stuff go unchecked because it starts impacting how people think. And listen to – and I'm keeping you on the line here. I know long, and I want to play one more bite. This was what the president said at the iftar dinner for the American Muslims that he invited in last year.
Tonight we honor the traditions of one of the world's great faiths. For Muslims, Ramadan is a time to reflect and remember that discipline, devotion is the essence of a life of faith. And for all of us, whatever our faiths, Ramadan is a reminder of just how much we share. The values of peace and charity, the importance of family and community, these are universal values. The command to love one another, to uphold justice, and to care for the least among us. These are common threads in our faith traditions.
Did he say to the people there in the American Muslim community, lest we forget, however, Muslims right now are beheading Coptic Christians in Libya. They went into Kenya and killed 154 students because they said, if you don't recite the Islamic prayer, we will kill you. And they just shot him in the head. So yeah, I'm passionate about this, John, because I've seen this injustice before, and I don't like the way it ends up.
He missed an opportunity.
Yeah, but hold it, John. It's more than missing an opportunity. It's going out of your way to poke at Christians. That's what I don't like. It's going out of your way. I'm not even sure this was on a script. Than and I were talking about that before. John, I'm not even sure this was on a script. But he did say it. And that's what I don't like. It's going out of your way. Go ahead and finish.
Well, I think what he did was he missed an opportunity. I don't think he was bashing Christians per se. I think he took an opportunity perhaps out of frustration because of the backlash that he's receiving for moving away from alliance with Israel. He took an opportunity there to criticize those Christians who probably are less than amicable toward the president.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm really concerned about the going away from the support of Israel. I think that, you know, doesn't bode well for our country, and it certainly doesn't bode well for Israel. But I don't think that's a lack of Christian love. I think that's calling the issue and analyzing the issue. I appreciate the tone in which you called, John, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being a supporter of the ACLJ. We are taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take Ronnie's call from Maryland. He's on line one. Hi, Ronnie.
Yes, hi, Jay. I deeply appreciate you taking a stand on this.
Thanks.
We as Christians can no longer, we have to speak it out, the truth, when we see it, hear it. Look at our country after being silent or lack of leadership. What I wanted to say, though, is because of lack of leadership, maybe once that he could just say, when I reflect, and no straw man, but in, on himself, of the false witness I bear, you know, with the bird dog situation. Or
well, there's one that I can't even, you know, that one I'm trying to wrap my head around on what politically we were doing there. Than that, you know, has been in the news a lot, and it's interesting Ronnie called on that, because there's one where we traded, and we lost men, by the way, looking for Bergdahl. I know we have no person left behind, but he placates again. And I don't understand the political, and Than, you said it before, he doesn't care anymore. He's got 18 months left. He really doesn't care.
I really don't think he cares, Jay. He doesn't have to run for election anymore, so he's going to do what he wants to do no matter the consequences. On the Bergdahl issue, I think he wanted to empty out Guantanamo Bay, and I think he thought this was an opportunity to further that goal without the backlash of the American people, because they would accept one of their own home. Let me just say this quickly. I could see John's point a little more, Jay, if the president were speaking out forcefully on persecution in the first place. But here's the reality. He's not doing that. And the realities of Christian persecution around the world, they are extremely ugly. We need a commander-in-chief, Jay, who puts that first and foremost. But like you've said repeatedly on this show, instead of doing that, he continues to return to this pattern of bashing Christians for their missteps. We need a rebalance in his perspective.
Folks, my goal here is to get 10,000 signatures on this petition. So far, we have 741 that have come in online alone, and another 738 that have come in over the phone. So we're about 1,500. I'd like to get to 10,000. I want to make a statement here that's direct and strong, and that is this. At an Easter prayer breakfast, President Obama attacked Christians. He called Christians less than loving. He did it surrounding the day that Christians celebrate the ultimate gift of love, which, of course, is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's offensive, uncalled for. He also did it at a time when Christians are being persecuted. And it's not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast just a few weeks back, he said, let's Christians get off their high horse about Christian persecution. Remember the Inquisitions and the Crusades. And so we want to fight back. We've got an open letter to the president. It's direct. It says, Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We aren't unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We really care about it. Everyday Christians are dying for their faith. You need to send this message to the president. Stop imputing, going out of your way to malign Christians. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget also, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign for April. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Think I'm taking out of context, don't forget this statement from the president when he spoke in front of Planned Parenthood.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
God bless Planned Parenthood. Do I need to say more? We're taking your phone calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to him, Than.
Let's go to Angela calling from Ohio on line two. Angela, you're on the air.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Well, first I want to say that making those comments at an Easter breakfast was insensitive on the president's
yep.
part. And I don't think there is one Christian church that you could go to that would berate Christians on Easter Sunday.
Right.
So I don't agree with that.
That's the thing that has me concerned by the way, Angela, the most, is that it's the venue upon which the president continues to do this. And that's what really has me very, very concerned. But go ahead and finish.
Well, my thing is... I understand the less than loving part. As an African American, I have lived it, I've received it, but I've also been less than loving myself.
Well, who hasn't? Who hasn't been? I understand that, you know, we always don't live up to the ideal of what we are going for, but there is not a mass movement of unloving Christians around the world.
That him professing Christianity, and I'm thinking that his family would also be Christian, I would wonder if he were faced with that same persecution, what song he would be singing
yeah,
then.
That's a great point.
If he and his family
yeah.
were faced with ISIS.
I pray that never happens. But I think all of us need to take what's happening with ISIS very personally. As if it, and Andrew White has, and I don't think we have this bite up yet, and it's too late in the broadcast to get it, but Andrew White has this statement where he says, don't forget us. He's talking about the Christians in Iraq and Syria, where the entire Christian community has been wiped out. Don't forget us. And we can't. And that's why I was telling John, the earlier caller, and as we celebrated Passover at my house this weekend with a Seder, it really spoke to me deep, at a very deep and profound level. When you go through the Seder was, you know, the Jews were enslaved and were seeking freedom and God miraculously doing it. And then, but it talks about persecution and injustice anywhere being personal to all of us, that everybody has to be put in that. You have to think that as if that was happening to you. And I appreciate your call, Angela. I appreciate your support. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go and get another. I'll tell you what we're going to do, kind of in a rapid round here. Let's go ahead and do another call.
Let's go to Michael calling from Virginia on line six. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Jay, you know, I love you, Jay, but you're wrong on this one. You're really wrong on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, Jesus Christ didn't attack Jews. He criticized Pharisees. He attacked money changers in the temple.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Jesus is God, and Barack Obama's a president.
Jesus is the Son of Man. Barack Obama is a leader who has a responsibility to this country and the whole world.
And do you think, Michael, do you think at an Easter breakfast celebration that's the appropriate time to attack Christians?
Do you think the synagogue and the temple was the appropriate time for Jesus to call out the Pharisees for their hypocrisy?
Yes, because Jesus is the Messiah of Israel. And Barack Obama is an elected president. He is not a deity. There's a big difference. So when you're God, you get to make those calls. When you're the president, insulting people is not exactly what we call New Testament literature. Michael, let me finish here, and then I'm going to let you go ahead. Why in the world would you take airtime comparing Barack Obama, the president of the United States, to Jesus the Messiah?
The Apostle Peter and Stephen the Martyr spoke in exactly the same manner that Jesus spoke when he spoke to the Pharisees.
Michael, nice try. I mean, A for effort. I'll give you an A for effort. But you're comparing the apostles to the president of the United States. And you know what I think? Bad example. A president of the United States should not take a moment when he is... Do you think, by the way, Michael, do you think it would be appropriate? I guess you think it'd be fine during the iftar dinner for the president to say to the American Muslim community, hey, get off your high horse. You're killing Christians all over the world and targeting Jews. You got to stop that. Would that be okay?
I don't think you have read the New Testament.
Michael, you're done. Thank you. Okay, finished. Thank you. Michelle's calling from Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm very pleased with what you do for us, you do for the Lord. And I just want to tell you, I was really moved by this last caller and the one a while back that said it is important to be accountable, for Christians to be accountable. And I agree with that. But I feel like the president is almost justifying the violence against Christians by not mentioning it. It's almost like he's saying that Christians have brought it upon themselves for some of the unloving ways.
Well, that is what he's saying. I mean, Shell, you're right. I mean, lest you get off your high horse. Remember, Christians have done this too. So these are not comments made in a vacuum. Go ahead, Than.
I'm just going to say the president's comments aren't made in a vacuum. They're made against the backdrop of extreme persecution of Christians around the world. I mean, here's the bottom line. When Islamic terrorists slaughter Christians, Jay, simply because they're apostates, we have to speak out, and the president has to take a leader in that. Context is important here. They're not made in a background. It's made against the backdrop of extreme persecution around the world.
I agree 100%. All right, let's go ahead and take Jay's call out of Virginia. Jay, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hey, Jay.
I'm amazed at the people calling, I call them Obama Kool-Aid zombies, that just argue mantra. They don't speak. They can't argue the merits of the facts. They can only smear and rant.
I keep asking him. I said, well, tell me, where are all these unloving Christians coming from? Tell me where they are. Nobody has that, because we know that that's not the teachings of the Christian church. So Jay, I appreciate you calling in on that, but I'd let them rant. I ask them the questions. They can't answer them. David's calling from North Carolina. David, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Quickly, please.
What I was saying, wondering what my comment is, Barack Obama claims to be a Christian.
Right.
But yet he is the biggest advocate in America for murdering innocent
babies. Let me play that bite. I'm going to let you finish, but let me play that bite. This is what he said to Planned Parenthood.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you, Planned Parenthood. God bless America. Go ahead, David, finish up.
And it's just nobody calls him on it.
Well, that's not true.
But yeah.
The good news is we are calling him. And let me tell you, a lot of people are responding. Our phone line, our internet, I'm watching it go up right now. We're almost 1,000 online signatures just from the radio broadcast today. We have another 750, almost 770 phone calls have come in. So we're at 1,500. We're going to get to 10,000 people. And people are reacting. And folks, that's where you come in. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want you to sign this open letter to the president saying stop taking these opportunities to attack the Christian church. Just stop it, especially at Christian events. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want everybody that's listening, we need calls from all 50 states. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available in bookstores everywhere. And like our Facebook pages, folks. I have one. The ACLJ has one. Even the J Secular Band has one. We encourage you to like it. Stay engaged. Follow me on Twitter. That's important as well. And we're also in a matching challenge. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, not only tax deductible, we're getting a matching gift for it. And that's at ACLJ.org.
No reason to get excited.
divided. The thief kindly spoke.
The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.